Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. The Civil Rights Movement never occurred in a vacuum in the South. Vehemently opposed to that movement were a group of white segregationists who politically and culturally undertook what came to be known as massive resistance, perhaps best represented by a picture of a young white schoolboy holding a placard that read, "All I want for Christmas is a clean, white school." Shortly after the Brown versus Stanford Board of Education decision that required integrated schools, many white political leaders of the South came together and decided that if the federal government were to force integration of their state school system, they would retaliate by simply closing their schools. In 1956, a group of politically powerful Southerners wrote the Southern Manifesto, a document that outlined their belief in the supremacy of states' rights and offered a rationale for closing their schools. The group's most famous leader was Virginia Senator Henry Byrd. Originally a progressive, as the Virginia governor, Byrd became known for his support of pay-as-you-go budgeting and massive resistance. Until the Civil Rights Act, and even after, this group was actually quite successful, but they weren't alone. As George Lewis points out, quote, "White Southerners resisting change used a panoply of resistance measures such as ideological, rhetorical, legislative, or even violent means, including lynching, church bombings, and murder, to maintain segregation." Their success in delaying the process of desegregation is evident by considering the following statistics. By 1965, 10 years after the historic Brown decision, less than 3% of the South's schools were integrated. And in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, and South Carolina, that number remained substantially below 1%. In our next Hidden History, we will examine the aftermath of the Civil Rights Act all across the South. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.